with our mom. We're sisters.
There you go. Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is Paige.
And Meg.
From Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast.
Two girls walk into a Shake Shack, more like it.
We are currently in Shake Shack.
Paige's first time.
This is my first time. But we literally, Meg and I cannot find time to podcast, so might as well, when you have something planned, kill two birds with one stone. So, I am...
Describe everything.
Okay, so like. I just had my first bite of a Shack burger. Whew, man. Amazing.
I wanted to be noted that Paige did not, in fact, order a milkshake.
Listen.
A beer.
Okay, I think that was a solid choice. I also ordered a regular size beer, and they were out of small size cups, and they gave me a big boy.
She made a spectacle of it.
I just said he was a good man. That's it. I said, you're a good man.
Okay, I don't need to say anymore on that subject.
That's all I said.
I got a chocolate peppermint milkshake, and usually the combo, I'm telling you, like, there's no better one. However, I'm not feeling it.
Should we have a segment right now, which is Paige rates Shake Shack food?
Yeah, like on BuzzFeed, except they do it with In-N-Out. I've had In-N-Out, so I can officially, like, compare.
Okay, we'll talk
In-N-Out
about that.
In-N-Out blows.
Does it blow?
Jumps? It's just like... I go there drunk, like the same way I go to McDonald's drunk.
Oh. Anyway. Burger, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Every time.
I would like a little bit more of the Shack sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what it's called. Shake sauce?
Shack sauce.
Shack sauce? Amazing. It's on a potato roll. I'm going to say that's a potato roll. Amazing. Crushed it. I like the lettuce.
Yeah.
Took the tomatoes off.
Burgers cooked perfectly.
No tomatoes.
Oh, God.
That was your fault.
God, I hit a wall, guys.
Crinkle fries, off the friggin' charts. Could be a little bit hotter, but still 10 out of 10. Cheese sauce.
It's not melted, really. But.
7 out of 10.
Beer?
Beer, 11 out of 10.
Peppermint shake, I'm going to give, like, a 4 out of 10. I'm disappointed about that, but also, I'm not going to lie, I just saw the Comcast building, and I thought it was a Christmas tree.
Like, this is, like, really cute right now.
I know.
Like, this is, like, we're sitting
we're
at a
so
two-top
Instagram
table.
Like, worthy right now.
We're sitting at a two-top table. This Shake Shack is adorbs.
Never been decorated
with Christmas, I'm going to say holiday lights. Because
you just never know.
Tis the season.
Maybe this whipped cream part will be.
But, yeah.
Now, just, I know you guys can't see this, but if the whole milkshake tasted the way this whipped cream cookie crunch topper did... I would never leave here. Like,
no.
I would just get a job here, quit my job.
Now, here's a question for you.
Here's an answer.
I know you enjoy Oreos.
More than any person should.
Correct. If you could only eat peppermint Oreos for the rest of your life, would you be satisfied?
I mean, do I have a choice? Like, is it like no Oreos or peppermint Oreos?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But would you miss original?
But I could pretend
on
really
Sundays
well.
You could have an original.
No, they make that rule during Lent, and I'm telling you, I am the first one to like when I was a kid, my mom would say like, oh, you can have so and so on Sunday, and then I'd be like, well, mom, I didn't even have it on Sunday, so technically I get to pick another weekday, and then I would like take two Sundays on one day, and then be like, well, I won't do it the next Sunday. I was awful. I was such a bargainer.
You are awful. Man, these fries are good.
Told ya.
What else is new?
I did have a story. I had a story about Joe. Joe was like, you can tell this story. And I...
What's the story? What's the buzz?
I'm thinking, man. I'm thinking.
Anyway, let's talk
fill
about...
the gap.
Let's talk about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Go ahead. Start it off.
I am...
They would have the most beautiful children on earth.
So friggin' excited. USA all the way, infringing on the monarchy.
Remember when I thought that Kate Middleton had been from America this whole time? She wasn't.
Yeah, you're like, but they're both yeah. American. No,
I was
they're
like,
not.
The Princess Diaries this whole time. Did you see that the Philadelphia Eagles tweeted? I
yes.
Was like, this is our quarterback, whatever. And it was just a picture of Prince Harry.
It's
and then
amazing.
Did you see Tori Smith's response?
No, what did he say?
Tori Smith put up the meme of this guy, like, you know, like being like shocked. And he was like, I've never seen Prince Harry and Carson Wentz in the same place at the same time.
Amazing. Job well done.
Absolutely.
Can you hear something embarrassing that happened to me today?
Literally always.
So I'm wearing these pants right now. I definitely have the holiday stomach. I've been eating and enjoying.
You have to.
It's the holidays. But I'm wearing these pants right now that it's like a button. Like it's not like it like it's not like a button hook. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, on jeans, you have to, like, button and put it in, like...
It's not like
this. This is like a snap button.
Okay.
So I'm walking down the stairs at work, and up the stairs comes...
I'm already laughing.
My boss. Like big boss.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, hello. And at the same moment I'm saying hello, my pants pop. Like, my stomach popped open. My pants.
Was there a loud sound?
Yes. I don't
Shut
know if he heard or if he just thought it was my boots. But.
That's a great story, though.
It was bad. And it made me feel really fat, so now I'm going to keep eating. Right?
Oh, I know the story, by the way. Yeah, no. That's kind of how my thing is. I've just learned, like, to embrace it. Because when else do you get a time of year that's, like, dedicated to this? You know, like, why try? Just, like, enjoy it.
Can this, I wish this post was going to be sponsored by Shake Shack.
Fucking amazing, guys.
Because.
Do you know a fun fact about them?
Sure.
Every table is made from a repurposed bowling alley. Like a bowling lane.
Why? How do you know that?
Come here a lot.
I know. Does it say right here?
I know Mr. Shack. It is.
What's that say?
Read it. Oh, that's how I know. Handcrafted in Brooklyn, New York, the surface was once part of a bowling lane.
How neat. Also, we want to apologize if the audio is bad because it's on my phone.
But worth it.
Oh, what's the Joe story? Yeah, you hold up.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, Joe has a little bit of a sleeping thing. Like, we think he has sleep apnea, but he also has night terrors and, like, does crazy stuff in his sleep. It's terrifying. But kind of hilarious when, you know. Like, once you think about it later on, when you're in the moment, you're like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. But, so the other night, he, like, he'll do things, like, he'll wake up and think I'm, like, standing across the room and I'm not, like, it's weird. And everyone who's listening.
Does he wake you up when he has
it? Yeah.
Are you a light sleeper?
I'm, a, like, an alert sleeper. Like, I won't wake up for, like, a bird, but, like, if I hear, like, a bird that, like, sounds abnormal, I'll wake up. Like, I'm very conscientious of my danger level.
Anyway. I guess it's a good way to be.
Yeah. So we have a police station across the street, and we have you told me this, when the fire bell goes off, it means they want all the volunteer firefighters to come in, right? You told me this?
Oh, yeah. That means there's a fire.
So they play it a lot. They ring the bell. We have a lot of fires, I guess. And so they went off the other night. It's pretty loud, but, like, nothing that would wake you up normally.
No.
Joe jumps out of his sleep, which made me jump out, and he's like, oh my god. And I thought he was completely awake. Like, he was talking like he was awake. And he's like, oh my god, this is, oh my god. And I was like, wow, that's really loud, like those sirens. And he's like, wow, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, we can go back to bed. So I lay back down. And he goes, Meg, I just need you to know that it's not me. And I turned around, I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, just know that it's not me. Like, I swear it's not me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And he was like, and I said, what's not you? And he went, the noise, the sirens, it's not me. And I said, Joe, are you asleep? Like, what? And I said, do you think that I thought you were making that sound? He was like, yes, and it's not me. Like, I'm not doing it. So I was like, all right, go back to bed. Still laying there. Like, 5 minutes later, all I hear is, wee, 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 wee. And I look over at him, and he went, heh. That one was me. Pass out.
I hate him.
And then so I woke him up in the morning, and I'm like, let's talk about that hilarious incident. Not a single memory. No memory of the incident. Yep. He has no idea that happened.
That
he was hit. That one was me. And passed right out. Uh-huh.
Amazing.
So, everyone's looking for a boyfriend. It's yours.
You're done.
I still need him to, like, live with me. You know, just lease purposes. Point. But, like, you can come over. We have a loft.
That's the breaking point.
There's been a bunch. One time he woke up, I thought my face was melting. That was a really interesting evening for us. So, you know, it's just like always the...
Really,
try it. Do you like peppermint and chocolate?
Me,
no, I told you. Oh, I did tell you that. I did threaten her.
Show?
Yeah. I did threaten Paige. Like, a little too much peppermint. Like, it needs more chocolate, right?
It tastes like a peppermint patty.
It tastes like a peppermint patty. Without, like, the chocolate coating on it as much.
It's like a junior mint.
Take this back so I can finish my burger.
I just woofed my burger. I think the single patty is perfect. If I was dying of hunger, I could go double, but
Joe does double.
Well, he's a real man.
Yeah.
He's a real boy. I just want to talk about this beer right now, because this is the last segment of Paige Rates Shake Shack. It's a holiday-themed beer, and I'm really on board for it.
What is it? I thought you got it.
No, I switched it. That's why I was
being... Is that why you were so chatty?
He really liked me, though.
Paid to do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of seasonal flavors, and I really think... What?
Define seasonal flavors.
May I take a sip?
Yeah, go ahead. Get the aroma.
So, I feel like there's, like, a little bit of, like, cinnamon flavor in there. Like, if you taste it, if you smell it, it smells like Christmas. Right?
Christmas that, like, is drunk. Like, drunk Christmas.
Yeah, drunk Christmas.
Drunk Christmas, everybody.
That's what you want. So, we're, you know, in the prime of football season. I was just wondering if you could be any position on the football team, what would you want to play and why?
Yeah. Okay. Easy.
There we go.
Probably.
I mean, I'm really interested to hear this.
Punter?
Yes, Meg.
Punter.
You stole. Okay.
Because I feel like there. Yes, you can mess up, but you're not hitting like a specific target, and there is skill. However, you're not really getting tackled much. You're really only, you know, you come out every so often, but you get the glory. You get the glory. You get the jersey. You have the opportunity to be someone, but, like, no one expects you to be.
Right.
It's just, like, a great gig.
Do you want to hear my answer?
Absolutely.
That's a great answer, Mike.
Yeah. Long snap?
Long snapper.
I knew you were going to say that. That was my second
I would love to be a long snapper, because I feel like, yes, you do need to be, like, quick on your feet, but you can still be, like, kind of chunky.
And you can make or break the game. Like, you can make,
yeah.
You know.
And you really don't have to do too much.
No.
You don't.
No.
I mean, you do have to block on the field goals and stuff, but, like, still.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the most fit guy.
You don't. And you get a ring.
And yeah, you get a ring. And, you know, you can be in the league for a long time. Mm-hmm. A long time.
You can be a magician.
You could be a magician. John Dorenbos, if you're listening, I hope you're doing well.
I always feel that way. Like, always. I just want to be, like, an insignificant, like, but I don't ever want to be on the bench.
You want to be special teams.
Yep. I don't want to be on the bench, though. Like, I don't want to be hurt. I would like to be hurt. See, this is the only situation. I have a lot of thoughts on this. Like, if I was Rob Gronkowski and got hurt, then I would still accept the glory, because I did a lot of work. Like, right. I put my work in. But if I was, like, new and got hurt, like, I feel like it just doesn't count as much.
Totally understand. So, do you like getting your nails done? Do you like getting...
No. I'll tell you why.
Here we go. Open can of worms.
I believe I've said this on other podcasts, but...
Which other podcasts? Like, are you on different podcasts? Like,
I'm in high demand, you know? on our podcast, but I've said my hair, I want to go to a silent salon, and boy do I feel the same way about a nail salon. First, I don't ever get a pedicure. The last time I got a pedicure was senior prom, probably.
Excuse me? Yeah. I feel like I get pedicures on the reg just
my feet are just, it's not,
you're
it's
disgusting.
Not a stitch. Yeah, it's not a good stitch. And I just don't like,
you're not disgusting. It's
and I don't like them. Like, I just don't, I'm like, that's
oh,
not
I
a
live.
Region. I like when they rub your legs, and I could just go and get, like, a leg rub. Sure.
You might as well just get a massage.
Yeah, I might as well just get a massage. Hands, I do. I like when they, like, rub your hands, or, like, they rub your neck while your hands are drying, but I don't like the, I don't like it. I don't like the close eye contact.
Right.
I don't like those warm towels they put over them.
Right.
Freaks me out.
Right.
And they always get messed up. Instantaneously.
Clearly you're not drying your nails.
You didn't think I was going to have all that to say, did you?
I didn't. I was just going to say, I think I'm going to go try the dipping powder.
Oh, I've heard a lot. Can you explain that, what that is, to the people who don't know?
I really don't know much.
I've seen Instagram.
I don't know much about it, but there's this, I don't know if it's a new craze or I think I'm getting on board late. That it's this powder that you literally, like, I guess you have to put a certain, like, coating on your nail. I mean, you dip it in this colored powder, whatever color you choose that makes your heart feel warm. and then you dip your finger, and then
but
it comes out clean. It comes out super dry. I don't think it needs any, like, drying time, unless there's a top coat, but I don't know.
That just makes sense.
That's why...
That was so good.
You woofed it too. I was wondering if you knew anything about it, because I think I might go on Saturday.
This is how I thought.
Here we go.
I
don't know much about it.
I made
that up.
Like, they put a case and there was, like, a little hole in it, and then you filled it with the powder.
That seems like way too much
work. And
then they close
it.
That seems like way too much work.
Now that what you're saying. And I
where
think
do
wrong.
You buy these cases?
Look, they give them to you.
Have you seen a case?
Like, they put fake nails on, but they have a little opening.
That's so aggressive. That's
powder.
Aggressive. That's, I think...
If that's what happens to you, I mean, $10 million, everybody heard it here.
$1 million. That's aggressive.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's how they do it.
You just spit your peppermint milkshake all over the table.
Just adding Christmas flavor to your beer.
Now...
Oh, bitch. Oh, he left.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway...
I'm very curious. Could you ask them, like, to detail it for you?
When they do it?
Yeah. Like, oh, like, can you explain this?
I'll take a video. I'll put it on the Facebook page. Not the Facebook page. We don't have a Facebook.
We don't.
Yeah, no. I'll definitely, our next podcast, I'll have a detail.
Is this gross? Okay.
No. Meg's just going to use her finger. She's all the cheese because we have no more fries left.
It's so good.
So, on Friday... Your brother turns 21.
22.
22.
Ouch, Jack.
I meant to say 22.
Mm-hmm.
No, I actually thought I knew he was 21. Why did I think he was turning 21?
Because the way we're talking about it makes it seem like he's turning 21. Actually, I got more drunk on my 22nd birthday than my 21st.
That's not the case.
I threw up for
me.
Like 12 hours.
Remember my 21st?
I had to go to the Eagles game afterwards.
Do you remember my 21st?
Do you remember your 21st?
No, Meg.
I remember it.
I feel like there was like two people, like it was just me, you, Joe, and like Beth.
Paige came over on her 21st birthday and demanded that I play
Love on Top.
Love on Top by Beyonce.
Which makes
so
no
I did.
Sense.
I did. Great song. Great bar
no, it's
song.
A great song.
Paige had the time of her life dancing and singing. About 5 minutes
well, why
later.
Did I want that song so
no
bad?
One knows. No one knows.
Because like I like Beyonce, but she's like not my girl.
5 minutes later, Paige comes over to me and was like, Meg, I asked you to put this song on, like play it. I said, Paige, it was just on. You would have like no recollection. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. Did it again.
Why didn't you stop me?
Three times. Paige came back over and went, you know what song we should put on? Love on Top. I borrowed money from someone. After three times, I just said, oh, it's on. It's on next. And you just were like, can't wait with a little shimmy. Paige shimmy.
I do, like, I don't remember anything being inside the bar, but I do vaguely remember Joe, like, carrying me home.
Which I don't remember because I don't know if I was with him. I feel like I stayed back to, like, get Becca. Like, I just...
No, I remember, like, the four of us. Like, I remember Becca.
Yeah, no, I guess it was me. I think I was kind of drunk, too. Probably because I kept drinking, trying to get Love on Top on goddamn radio.
Meg, just play Love on Top.
Sound and the like second that. Time you, like, at least kind of acknowledged that I had done it.
Did
the third
I
time.
Mad? Did I get mad?
A little bit the second time, but the third time you pretended like it was a brand new idea that had just come to you.
Because it probably was
it
a
probably
brand new
was.
Idea in my head.
Amazing. Amazing time. Great
what a,
time.
What a life.
What day of the week was that?
Oh, what day of the week was that? That was a Sunday night is what that was.
That is awful.
Because I had a test the next day.
That's right.
Didn't go.
Oh my god.
Didn't go.
That's just awful. You should get like a pass.
Yeah, honestly, that should be like a college rule. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's your 21st. Don't worry about the next day. Seriously,
just don't come in.
Don't worry about it.
You got an A.
You're fine. Everyone's fine.
Everyone gets an A.
I feel like you are enjoying the shake a little bit, though.
As much as I'm saying I'm not, it's halfway gone. So.
What do you typically get? Like, what's your typical shake?
Okay, so I've gotten black and white.
I love that.
That's my go-to.
That's what I would do.
I have gotten salted caramel here before, and that was fan-fucking-tastic.
What?
I don't get milkshakes a lot, though, so I do need, like, that little
hey,
bit of chocolate.
Have you yelled at me?
No, like, I always get them here.
Oh.
But in my day-to-day life, I don't get them. So when
oh,
I do
you
get them...
you don't have one every day?
Yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I like to have chocolate. Like, that is my go-to dessert. And I don't feel like a dessert without chocolate. I feel really strongly about that. Like, if someone bought me, like, a big, you know, crumb cake, I would have to have a Hershey Kiss just to make a dessert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crumb cake sounds good.
My mom makes it. Like, do you want one? She'll make you one. She makes them, like, every day.
Anyone
want a crumb cake?
Could she make one on Friday and I'll bring it home with me?
No, she, like, legit would. I'll tell her. She makes one for, yeah, she'll do it.
Great. So, reflecting on this year as a whole, what would you say was your high point?
Can I say something first?
Yeah, okay.
I can't, like, not. I just swallow. I love this time of year because all
this is
the
my favorite time of year.
Articles and the radio always play, like, the top hits, and all the articles are, like right now, there was a couple today, like, the top Instagrams. What There was three celebrities that stuck
out. Selena Gomez was one of the tops.
Yeah. Who was the other two that had the most liked Instagram picture?
Passing these trays
with
you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
What a gem. Kendall Jenner.
10 out of 10 for
Kendall
sure.
Kendall Jenner.
Nope.
Kylie Jenner.
Nope.
A Kardashian.
You're not going to guess it. No.
Can I want to, give me a guess. Or a hint, sorry.
A male that's not a singer or actor.
A male that's not a singer or actor? Is he spicy?
Some people think so.
Would I think he's spicy?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, cool. Male, not a singer, an actor. So he's rich. He's probably like an Instagram model.
Nope.
No. But he's rich.
Yeah. Real rich. Real rich.
I have no idea.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
All right. So he's okay. He could go away. But that makes sense because he's really big in Europe.
And he had all these cute babies. And
yeah, he just had another baby.
Yeah, that was one of the pictures. And the third was Beyonce.
That makes, I don't like that, but I mean like, mm-mm. Everywhere else, like I feel like here he's just like a name, but everybody else in the world,
God.
He's like a god.
Selena Gomez was the number one Instagram celebrity.
What photo
followers?
Was it?
No, but like followers. Oh, they did a ranking of the top 10 most popular Instagram.
Who was number three? Taylor Swift.
Maybe.
Was she up there?
Yeah.
Thank God.
It was her, it was Kendall, Kylie, Kim,
I'm so
Beyonce,
sick of them.
I can't with them.
Like,
Taylor.
Is Kylie pregnant or not? Can you, like, is Chloe, like, can you just announce it?
Like, I don't care.
I know, but the build-up, like,
know.
Just tell us so then we can stop thinking about it.
And I will agree with that.
And then every BuzzFeed article is like, Kylie said this today.
Yeah,
like,
and it's never anything related. It's like, she took a picture in a black sweater, and black has been statistically the number one outfit worn by pregnant. Like, it's all dumb. It's dumb.
Makes me sick.
Makes me sick. But anyway, love this time of year because I love the best ofs. I always love me a good best of.
What would you say, do you know what like the best, like the song of 2017 was?
Not yet, I don't know if they've announced
what
it.
What do you think it was?
Well, with like category, like pop, like just typical pop
song. Yeah, like on Q102 or whatever. I don't even know.
It's so hard because I feel like every 3 months there's like a banger. Despacito, probably.
That song makes me want to rip my eyeballs out.
I think that was probably the one that lasted the longest.
Lately, every time I turn the radio on to like Q102, Sorry Not Sorry is on.
Mm.
But it's every
That's another one.
Every single time.
Did you see her in a wedding dress?
Shout out. Oh.
The only reason, when she first posted the picture, I was like, is this, and then I went down and I actually followed the
Jesse?
I follow the, designer, and they posted a picture, and they were like, this is our dress for her video, and
I literally can't wait for the day that she gets married, because
she should just call it a day, because that is the best
Demi
will ever look.
Demi has just been looking so good. She is goals on goals on goals, like, times infinity.
Except she does.
What?
The selfies.
Don't say me.
Oh, the Snapchat selfies.
Let it live.
I know. It's a lot. Like, you're smoking hot. Like, we get it. Like, let me live my average
life. If I was freaking smoking hot like that,
yeah.
You would tell me to put my phone down, and I wouldn't, because I would just be smoking, like, snapping up a storm.
Luckily, we don't have that problem, so it's fine.
Just you wait. 2018's my year. Just everybody, mark your calendars.
Just for the whole year. Mark your entire year. Paige's year.
No, mark it for like...
Oh, give me a date. Give me a freaking date. What is the peak of your year?
I'm going to say the peak of my year, August.
August what?
August 9th. August 9th.
I have something on August 9th. No, no.
Which is my five-month half birthday.
It is my... 8 year and 2 month anniversary.
Is that what it is?
No, June 9th is my anniversary. But
no,
8 year, 2 months.
Yeah, somebody's on the 9th?
Yeah.
Do you know my birthday is March 9th?
I didn't know that. That's really good information to have.
Everyone mark your calendar also for that date.
I just wrote Paige day.
And I expect birthday cards in the mail. I'm gonna just create a P.O. box somewhere. So, because I'm not giving you my address.
I'll just give you her address. It's fine. I don't have a birthday, actually.
We probably should have a P.O. box because we have so many fans,
mm-hmm.
right? That they probably want to send us
stuff. I'm, like, really tired of them, like, showing up at my work shirtless. I see me sign shit. It's just... It really, like, gets in the way of my day, you know? I love it, but...
Listen, guys, like, we can't do it all the time. Like, I understand, like, you want to talk to us, like, just DM us.
Yeah.
Like, don't show up in person. Like, it's, you know, it's too much. I can't handle it.
I once had a guy say...
No!
He wanted a picture of my face because his girlfriend wanted to, like, redo her face like me. And I was like, stop it. I said, stop it. I'm at my place of work. Stop. Later.
No, I mean, like, everybody tells me that they want, like, when they go get, like, a nose job, they want, like, mine.
I bet people have said that to celebrities, though. Like, I want your face. Like, can you imagine?
I know, that's creepy.
Can you imagine?
Like, the guy who spent, like, $1 million to look like Justin Bieber or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's weird.
Man, that's funny.
Man, that's rich. That's rich.
Do you want to know who my favorite celebrity is right now?
Not really. Yes. Actually, yes, I do.
Rihanna. I'm, like, really on a big Rihanna kick. Is that surprising to you?
Really?
I am.
Tell me why.
I just, like, have seen a lot about her lately, and then I read an article the other day, and it was just, like, great, Rihanna tweets. And I was just like, she's funny.
She's cool.
She's a badass bitch.
There's two people that I'm really into right now. Yeah. Like, celebrity-wise. Because, you know, like, I go through, like, phases. Chrissy Teigen, just because she announced... The way she announced her pregnancy was wonderful.
Look, I hate her.
Oh, I live for her. I live for everything about her.
I can't say the F word more than twice. Sorry, Mom.
You already said three times.
No, I said twice.
No, you said it earlier.
Twice.
I've seen the movie now twice. And the other person, Saoirse Ronan.
Love her.
She's
love her.
Hosting SNL this weekend. That's why
she's amazing.
I'm really excited.
Did you see the trailer for her new movie, Lady Bird?
We should see
Lady
it.
Bird?
I feel like Lady Bird. I feel like that's, like, on brand for us. Like, I feel like we would dig it.
Because
it's, like, set in the early 2000s.
It's got a very Juno vibe.
Very Juno.
Yeah, we're really, really, like, cool and alternative.
We really know, like, the indie movie scene, like,
you know,
really well.
Film festivals are my shit. I was walking down the street, and I was talking to Joe with my headphones, and I said that to him, and I said, I'm just such a cool modern woman, and all these people just were around me, and I was like, I probably seem like a freak right now.
Here's a compliment I got today. So I'm sitting at work with, like, all of my coworkers, and I'm, like, I'm the youngest by far, not to, like, be like, but, like, just that's a fact.
I know.
And they were talking about, like, a millennial and how, like, it was somebody who wanted to get into the sporting world, which I work in.
Yeah.
And they were saying, like, you know, like, I just don't want to, like, someone around our age. And they're like, I just don't want to, like, start from the ground up. Like, I just feel like I know so much. Like, I just want to come in, like, mid-level.
Ew.
Like, whatever. And I was like, oh, that's annoying. And then the guy who was telling me the story, who's, like, probably in his 40s, he was like, oh, but Paige, like, you're, like, not millennial at all. So, like, he's like, I don't want you to take offense when I say he's, like, such a millennial. And I was like, huh. I was like, I don't know if that's, like, I think that's nice because...
But also inaccurate.
But he meant it, like, I'm not the annoying.
No, no, right.
Which, I mean, technically I am.
Right.
But I think the stereotypical millennial, I am not, is what
people say. I think the ones that people think of are, like, in your face. And, like, that's... Nobody can deal with that, no matter what generation you are. If you're in your face about your shit...
I want to name one later, and you'll totally agree with me.
Name what?
Like, someone who's super millennial.
She's beyond
that. Stop.
She's from Jupiter.
It's fine. But you know what I mean. yeah.
Jupiter!
Would you, if Mars...
No. If it's going to involve space, the answer is no, no matter what you say.
If Mars, they found...
No.
You wouldn't.
No. You couldn't pay me.
I wouldn't either.
You couldn't pay me enough money.
Like that movie, like, with J-Law and Chris Pratt.
Yeah, they bomb in space. No.
No. That's not the moral of the story.
No, but that's what happens.
But they live on, like, a spaceship. Would you do that? Like, Xenon from the 21st century?
No.
You wouldn't do that.
I don't care if they said the Earth is going to explode. You need to get out. I'd say, take me down, Earth.
Take me down.
Take me down. I'm not going anywhere.
Take me down.
In space.
Take me down. Sorry.
I'm gonna punch Paige and Shake Shack. See how they like that.
What time is it? Can you check the time?
6:40.
All right. We could probably do like 5 minutes, and then we should probably head over.
I don't have a riddle, but I just have love in my heart.
Ew. Because it's the holiday season.
No. Actually, I think I did have one last time.
Let did you? Did you? Here's a question. Did you partake in Black Friday or Cyber Monday shopping?
So strangely, yes. Because I'd never have gone out on Black Friday. Just this year, there was one thing.
Black Friday? I do not.
I online. We got a TV online.
Cyber Monday.
I went out for a specific gift for
me.
Family.
For me.
Yeah. And I could not. It was sold out everywhere. So I did not end up getting it.
Well, that's Bologna. But is it online?
Yeah, I ordered it online. I picked it up in the store. Oh, I don't even know why I wasted my time.
You did actually go out.
I went to the store. Yeah. Yeah. I hated it. And the lady at Target, I went to Target at first, and she said, it really wasn't that crowded. And she was like, it's not going to be a thing much
Target.
Enough. She was
did
like,
you ever see that SNL skit?
No.
Where it's Kristen Wiig, who's an employee.
Yeah,
Target.
Yeah.
It's the best.
She was like, everyone online shops anymore. She's like, it's not going to last long.
So like, Black Friday?
Yeah. Like, everyone's moving to the internet.
Good.
So she really, that lady knew. I just know she knew.
You just know she knew.
I just know she knew.
I just knew she knew. I don't Black Friday shop. I don't. Like, the idea of, like, leaving your Thanksgiving dinner to go and stand in a line to get, like, it doesn't interest me.
And I don't support places that stay open on Thanksgiving. That's
yeah.
cool.
But if that's your thing and that's your tradition, that's
and you're
awesome.
Dumb.
No, that's awesome because people have their own unique traditions. That's just not my tradition.
I just want to make a comment about something in a couple seconds.
Oh. There's two mm-hmm. boys?
Yeah, yeah.
You checking them out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Joe, don't listen to this
part. As I mentioned, I'm on the market. Now, hold on. 3, 2. What a bunch of weirdos.
Oh,
they came in here.
Okay, they were to my back. They were to Nick's
eyes. They came in here and sat in Shake Shack and had a bottle of beer and left. And I'll tell you why that's...
Eat?
No. Not a morsel of food.
This is not like a bar. You don't just come in...
We're in Center City. Do you know how many bars there are in this ish? What... They were just like, I want to pay extra for a beer.
Yeah,
to
I was
sit
just
at a bowling
say, this
alley.
Is not like a cheap beer.
No, no.
Like, you're not paying like $3 no. for a bottle of beer.
And you know what? They're bigger men. They had metabolisms. You, if I had your metabolism, no, they're skinny. They were skinny guys.
I feel very uncomfortable that the fact they came here for a beer.
What losers?
There's probably a bar right
I
there.
Even was waiting. So I'm like, oh, maybe they're just going to get up and get food. Nope. They're just going to go leave and go home and drink their kale smoothie. And like be like bros.
I hope the guys
hate them,
and the guy and the gal at the
counter
like made fun of them when they walked
me too.
Away.
I hope they were like.
Do you think they made fun of me?
Yeah.
I think they enjoyed my presence.
I don't know.
We all had some giggles and some
smiles.
I think
they enjoyed me making fun of you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If I had a wager, I guess.
I think they enjoyed me like personally.
Mm-mm. No, I didn't get that vibe.
I think. You know, I got that vibe.
Interesting. So. Yeah. Unfortunate. I have the riddle from last week, if you want it.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a new one, but
what
I
was
do
the answer?
I'll tell you.
Oh, my. Can you say it, too?
Yeah. I hope this is the right one.
Just for fun.
I believe the riddle was, what does an island and the letter T have in common? And the answer is, they are both in the middle of water. Because the T is in the middle of water.
Island.
That's a good one. That's
no,
like
it's
a
not.
Real
no, it's
good
not.
One. Yes, it is, Paige. You're mad you didn't get it.
I have a riddle for you today that somebody sent to me.
Yeah. Okay.
It was, you are...
I thought that was a good riddle.
You are trapped... Like, this is not for... I just want to see if you can get it.
Yep.
Because I don't want our people to have to wait a week for this or whatever.
Okay.
So it was, you are trapped in a room.
No
and there's
windows.
Two exits.
Oh.
One exit is made out of magnifying glass, and this. Anyway, so here's the riddle that I want you
saying
to try
sorry
to guess.
Guys makes me feel like we're talking to like.
No
okay,
one's looking at us. Everybody's looking at each other.
Everybody's looking
with.
At me because I'm gorgeous.
Anywho.
I drank that whole milkshake, by the way.
Thank you. So the riddle is.
Yeah, magnifying glass. With the
you're
sun.
Trapped in a room, two exits. One exit is a magnifying glass that is. The sun is beaming at, so you would die instantly.
Can I just kick the magnifying glass in?
Let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
So it would burn your skin instantly. The other exit, there is a fire-breathing dragon who would also kill you. How do you get out?
Kick the magnifying glass.
That's your answer?
I mean, that's what I personally...
Final answer?
Or go out the window that the sun's coming through.
No, that's the... It's a hallway of magnifying glass.
Where's the sun coming through?
Because it's all glass. It's sun's out.
So break the glass.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah, sure.
Do it at night and go through the magnifying glass so then it wouldn't hurt you.
I just break the freaking glass.
Okay. I thought it was a
one life to live.
I thought it was a dumb riddle. Okay.
I like it.
Did you?
I did like it. That was clever. I didn't even think of that option.
All right. So
make friends with the dragon. Shrek did it. Donkey did it.
Donkey. Anywho. I personally can figure out how to put this onto GarageBand and then turn it into a podcast.
It's a good one.
So wish us luck.
I hope you can hear anything.
I know. I really hope you guys can hear.
It's gold. It's cinematic, soundomatic.
Do you think this deserves an Oscar as well?
100%.
Do you think all of them deserve Oscars?
And Emmys. I would even shoot for an Emmy. And a Tony sometimes. We do sing quite a bit.
Yeah, we do. We do like to sing. But everyone, thank you for listening. If you enjoy listening, tell a friend. Tell your brother. Tell your sister. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Tell everyone you're related to.
Especially your dog.
Mainly your dog. You know, also go on and rate it 5 stars. Leave a comment on iTunes if you feel so inclined.
If it's nice.
Honestly, I don't even care.
I don't care if you're garbage comments.
But we care about you as a person.
But Paige does.
But thank you for listening. You know, keep it real.
Shake Shack forever.
Go eat Shake Shack.
Go now.
I'm currently, wherever you're driving, put into your GPS, Shake Shack.
Just do it. You won't regret it.
And bye-bye.
Peace.